Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Want your most burning finance and investing questions answered? Here's a podcast you should be listening to, courtesy of ACAST Recommends.
Are you ready for some personality in your personal finances? Hi, I'm Janice Torres Rodriguez, Latina money expert and host of the award-winning podcast, Yo Quiero Dinero. On this show, we're serving up POC-friendly personal finance knowledge, always with a side of sass. We're not talking about avocado toast and lattes on this show. We've got real, relatable personal finance knowledge that makes you feel seen, heard, and finally understood. Consider me your super cool, slightly risque, but always honest financial fairy godmother. Together, we'll tackle dinero in a fresh new way so you can finally become poderosa with your dinero. Check out our weekly podcast episodes at YoQuieroDineroPodcast.com or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
ACAST helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. ACAST.com.
From the Evening Standard in London, I'm David Marsland, and this is The Leader. The sounds of St. Ives. Inviting, isn't it? Lures you into those thoughts of a summer holiday. So much so, even the health secretary's admitted on BBC Breakfast that he's booked a bit of time in Cornwall.
Yes, I booked it months ago. So that's what I really hope that we can do. And I've said before, I hope that we can have a great British summer. And we're working incredibly hard to make sure that that can happen. But there is that uncertainty around.
The uncertainty is the hard bit. Matt Hancock's booked his holiday, but Boris Johnson says people shouldn't. Staycations remain illegal under current regulations, and there's no firm date for them to be lifted. So where does that leave the hotels, the B&Bs, the tourist attractions that might reopen for summer, or might not? Meanwhile, some scientists are warning against ending lockdown too soon, and others say we could have 10 years of coronavirus. Uncertainty. It seems to be catching. Our deputy political editor, Nicholas Cecil, has been covering the stories, and he's with me now. Nicholas, let's start with the summer holidays. Should we or shouldn't we?
Yes, Matt Hancock has booked a holiday to Cornwall, but the government has been sending out mixed messages. And while the health secretary is planning to head to the West Country, Boris Johnson yesterday was saying it was too early for people to be certain about whether they'll be able to go on holiday.
We hope to be able to say more in the week of the 22nd, as I've said, when more data comes in and more crucial data about the rollout of the vaccine programme and how it's working on us all. So I'm afraid I understand why people want to make plans now, but we're just going to have to be a little bit more patient.
And Grant Chapps, the Transport Secretary, was even raising doubts whether staycations would be okay, let alone foreign holidays. This morning there was a slight development in that Matt Hancock actually linked the success of the vaccine rollout as to whether summer holidays will be able to get the go-ahead. So he's urging millions more people to get the COVID jab. The government is aiming to vaccinate the four top priority groups. That's around 15 million people by Monday. They've done around 13 million already, and it's a couple more million to do. And then they'll move on to the young age group, that's people below 70. And the government is very much encouraging people to have the jab, and it might help us all get away this summer.
That'd be nice, wouldn't it, Nick? But some scientists apparently think that the Kent variant, which only emerged really just a few weeks ago, could become the number one coronavirus variant in the world, and we might be dealing with it for 10 years.
Yes, certainly we had words this morning from Professor Sharon Peacock, who's the director of the COVID-19 Genomics UK Consortium. And she's saying that it's most likely that the Kent variant of the virus is going to sweep the world, and that scientists are going to be dealing with this virus for at least 10 years. Now, that's not as gloomy as it sounds, because we've got all these vaccines being rolled out, medicines are improving, people know how to social distance now. So it doesn't mean that we're going to have a world of endless lockdowns. It just means that the virus is going to be around for a long time. On a slightly more positive note, Sir Jeremy Farrar, who is the director of the Wellcome Trust, he was saying that basically with the vaccine rollout, it is possible to get what he calls population immunity. So if so many people get the jabs, including school children, interestingly, then we'll be able to bring the virus to bay, and that will mean that we will no longer have to have these rolling lockdowns every few months.
But already this Kent strain has caused considerable problems, hasn't it?
Well, certainly in London, it's very much the main strain in London, and that's what sent cases soaring before Christmas. And fortunately, now that cases in the capital have come down fast, actually the fastest in the country, and the latest figures showed that they were around 9 boroughs which have seen cases drop by 40% in a week.
So amidst all this uncertainty, one thing that everyone is sure about is the importance of the vaccination rollout. How is that going at the moment, Nicholas?
Yes, well, there was an interesting story yesterday. There's some very early data which suggests that AstraZeneca Oxford jab, as well as a Pfizer jab, work well in first dose form against the virus. This was very early data from what's happening in the country, so not just trials, actually what's happening on the ground. The Deputy Chief Medical Officer, Jonathan Van Tam, was cautioned against reading too much into these figures at this stage because they are very early data. But it certainly looks like that the first doses will be very good at combating the disease, and hopefully that will pave the way for lockdown to be eased from March and gradually throughout the spring and summer.
And that's The Leader. Subscribe to make sure you get our news, analysis, interviews and commentary every day at 4 p.m. And check out standard.co.uk for all the latest breaking news and brilliant features. This podcast is back tomorrow.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Want to join a film club that has real frank discussions, talking about films that you actually want to watch?
Well, then look no further, because we are Frank Film Club with me, Maisie Williams. And each week we watch a film and then come together and obsess over it, or sometimes absolutely slate it. Either way, there's always a lot to say. And the films that we pick range all the way from like 90s and noughties classics all the way up to new releases that are coming out every single week. And sometimes we get our listeners to pick for us.
And we all work in the film industry, don't we, ladies?
Indeed.
So we really love to look at specifically how a film was made.
So if this sounds like your bag, then come and have a listen to Frank Film Club. And remember, absolutely everyone is welcome in this club.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.